So, and what are the findings, if you can explain them a little bit for us?
Yeah, so the discussion that we had yesterday was generally about how Kent fares in terms of some of the public health indicators that we have. And one of the things that that shows us red, i.e. that we have a statistical significant difference, is the late diagnosis of HIV. It's quite a common phenomena across England and indeed across the Western world for various reasons. So that was the discussion that we had yesterday at our cabinet committee.
So with this late diagnosis, what kind of problems can this bring, and what are the kind of stats that we're talking about here?
So it's a public health issue because we know that the treatment for HIV is very good. And although it is a rare condition, we still see it in our communities. The issue that we've got is twofold. One is people not recognising that their symptoms could indeed be HIV, and therefore not presenting to clinical services, sexual health services, or to GPs. And then on the other side, clinicians, particularly GPs, at the time not recognising that this could be HIV. And the issue we have here is that the initial presentation of HIV can mimic a whole lot of other conditions, not least influenza. So people will have a fairly mild flu-like illness for a couple of weeks that then goes away and quite often don't have any more symptoms. Now, if somebody had consulted at the time of those flu-like illnesses, it wouldn't be the first thing that would jump into a GP's mind. And particularly for those people in the community, so for example, heterosexual men, where we know this is a particular issue, where it's not one of the risk factors that you would consider being important when looking at a flu-like illness.
So there's sort of many different elements to this then, isn't there, really?
No, absolutely. It's a complex picture. What we do know and what we've been trying to do is ensure that people are very aware about the accessibility of HIV testing. So we've done some work with consultants, we've done some research programs across Kent and north of France, who incidentally have the same sort of issue as we do, raising awareness about the possibility and of clinicians thinking HIV and along with all the other clinical diseases that this could be, but also helping people to understand that HIV testing is there and is accessible, and if they are worried or think they are at risk, to actually get the test and do it. And we offer advice via our website for people to be able to do that via an online request for a kit to do that. We know that generally the prevalence of sexually transmitted diseases are increasing, certainly in England, and that's true for Kent. The best protection for the transmission or delaying or stopping the transmission of those is to use condoms.